It's Tuesday, the 24th of March, 8 a.m. As I did watch and hear the robin on top of the apple tree. It had flown off to a firmer tree. Isn't it Sod's Law? Anyway, it's a beautiful morning. It's cold because there was a frost last night. I'm not sure how severe, but certainly many of the distant roofs were white this morning. But the sun is shining strongly through the old clouds, and most of the sky is blue. Which makes me think, or would make you think, it's going to be a lovely day, but the forecast was for us to change and showers to sweep through during the day. Hard to believe as I stand here, albeit cold but in sunshine. It's actually colder than I thought it was going to be when I stepped out. So I'm back in the garden. No, yes, I am. But I'm back in my native natural. I try to think of a clever word, but I can't come up with one. For my garden. My study has become a refuge, amongst other things. Retreat. I suppose my garden's much like that. Retreating from the house. Retreating from something nice, but something that's equally as nice. So I watch Miss Blackbird. No, I think she's Mrs. now. Can we call her Mrs. now? She's still chasing out the interlopers. Mr. Blackbird sits atop the fence, and you can just hear him chucking. Not sure what that actually means in bird talk or in blackbird talk. So back from our weekend away, recharge the batteries, get away from what had been a stressful week, and with the illnesses between myself and my wife over a couple of weeks. So it was good to get away, and it was lovely. Don't need long, a couple of days, 2 or 3 days, that's all it needs, just to step back from normal life. Strangely, it's always good to get home. I know when we go away on holiday, my wife is the first. If we're away for... if we go away for 2 weeks, she's ready to come home after about 8 or 9 days. If we go for a week, she's ready to come home after 4 or 5 days. Yeah, anyway, it's strange. Oh, it's a nice breeze blowing. Someone's opened the freezer door. Maybe slept well last night. Peaceful. It's very quiet around here where we stay, but it's even quieter now with the new windows. But even before then, even with the old windows, it's a quiet little spot where you get peaceful sleep unless you've been woken up for other reasons. But it is lovely to be back. It's good to love your home and be happy when you come back to it. I remember our last home, which was a lovely place to stay for a few years, and then everything went to hell, if you excuse my expression. And we used to go on holidays, take the kids, get away. And then for about 3 years in a row, every time we came back from wherever we were, when we turned that corner down into the housing estate, we wished we weren't. We knew we were coming back to conflict. And I spoke about that in another audiobook recently, so I won't go into that. But what I'm trying to say is, what was a pleasurable home to come home to when we were away turned into a place that we weren't happy to come back to. So for 24 years now, every time we come back from wherever we are, suppose it's a day trip, we're always happy to come back to this home. So many things to do. I've got to watch, because although I have been staying positive and full of motivation as best we could, best I can, we have a lot to do, and which is great, but I have to watch, because sometimes I get myself down, because I see it sometimes as being too much. It's too much. And I know it's just a mental attitude that pops in to annoy the hell out of me, and I've used that word twice this morning. But I do let things build up, and I want to cry out at times. Not literally cry out, you know, metaphorically cry out. You know, not so much. Just wee bits at a time. And then I'm fine after that. Constant conflict with grey matter. Well, actually, I say grey matter. I actually mean me, inside me, not outside me, inside me. That second being that exists. Or am I the second being? Yeah, see, it convinces me every time that I am the second person. I know my place. It's like being married to a woman, or living with a partner, And you think you're in control. I'm the man, I'm in control. No, actually, you're not. You think you are, but really you're not. Well, it's a bit like that with me and him indoors. I think I'm in control, but really, I'm not. Something came to my head this morning, because it is a constant conflict, and I don't know why it came to my head. It's nothing to do with this two-person scenario. And I've absolutely no idea why this came into my head as I dried my coffee cup this morning. But it was this, it was... You may lose the battle, but if you stop fighting, you most certainly will. And I didn't make that up. That's 100% honest Indian truth. And I have no idea, and I didn't have an idea where it came into my head. But it's quite apt, actually. If I give up the fight with me, it him, I most certainly will lose the battle.